Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump says he will not certify the Iranian nuclear deal. But what does that mean? That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will join us in a moment to explain what all of this means.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Donald Trump will not certify the Iranian deal. And so what does this mean, Bob? What does it mean as it relates to a threat to not only the Middle East, to Israel, a threat to the United States as well?
There's good reason why I don't think that the president should nor will continue to certify. If they continue to fuel Hezbollah, they continue to align themselves with Bashar Assad in Damascus, they create problems in the Gulf region, and of course they're creating problems in Afghanistan for our troops. They are collaborating with the North Koreans in their ballistic missile program, and of course they've recently tested ballistic missiles, which should, if it had been a good deal, would have been a part of that 2015 deal, but it wasn't. And that's because Barack Obama wanted a deal to cement his legacy, but failed, I think, miserably in holding that regime accountable.
Bob, what about the response from Iran? They're going to drop out of the deal? They're going to intensify their threat? What are they going to do?
They certainly have intensified their rhetoric. The IRGC commander has threatened to attack American facilities in the region. That's not to be taken lightly because they have the means. They've been playing with us in the Persian Gulf with our ships and our smaller boats for a long time. So the Iranians will test us. They will make our life in the region somewhat politically untenable. The Iranians are incredibly hegemonic. They have every intention of dominating the area all the way to the Mediterranean. And frankly, with their friends in Lebanon, their friends in Syria, and of course Baghdad being a ally as well, they seem to have accomplished something that 10, 15 years ago we didn't think was possible, but you know, that's just indicative of the politics in that part of the world.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon explaining what it means that President Trump will not certify the Iranian nuclear deal. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In 2015, six nations in this world, led by then President Obama, put together this Iranian nuclear deal to delay Iran for 10 years before they can produce a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warned the world that Iran can renege on this deal and within weeks restart their development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. This report is key to helping us understand how Iran will move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, and this move to destroy the Jewish state could be very near in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...